For many students, the trauma that they experience happens not just once, but it happens repeatedly over time. And it happens within the relationships that we would hope would be able to rely on for safety, security, and comfort. What happens with children when they experience this type of long-term, prolonged stress response system is that their bodies are reacting in a stress response, which is what happens with all of us when we experience some kind of threat or stressor. But for students who are experiencing prolonged trauma, it's not stopping. It may not happen every day, but even if it's happening some one day and some another day and some another day, these children are experiencing prolonged stress response systems in their bodies. And if they don't have, for whatever reason, the supportive relationships that they need to help buffer the effects of that stress or that trauma, they can develop complex trauma, or what some of us talk about as being developmental trauma. And what that means is that the trauma is impacting students on many levels in many different domains, including in their body. So prolonged trauma, complex trauma, or developmental trauma, whatever you want to call it, causes changes to the way the brain and body work. It can change the physiological responses that are happening in kids. And because of those responses, it can change the way youth's brains and bodies are developing, which then impacts future functioning. So when we think about how these kids are growing up and developing, the effects can be varied according to the child, but they can go across many different domains. So for instance, many children who have experienced trauma have difficulty regulating their emotions. And by regulating, I mean difficulty turning them up, turning them down, keeping their bodies in a state of calmness and balance where they can use the upstairs part of their brain, if you will, to be able to learn. So when we talk about a stress response happening, for any of us when that happens, that's activating the downstairs part of our brains. But in order for kids to be able to learn, we need them to have their downstairs brain regulated so their upstairs brain can learn and do its job. With many students who have been traumatized, this type of regulation within the brain and body is very difficult for them. And that can lead to different things happening on an emotional level. We might see students who feel their emotions in a really big way all the time. They may overreact to things. They may have difficulty communicating and act out the emotions and the energy that they feel within their body. Other students, because their emotions are so overwhelming to them based on the trauma they've experienced, and they may not have the experience of secure enough relationships that help them learn to regulate those emotions or experience the regulation of those emotions, they may actually turn their emotions off. So we can see really a gamut, if you will, of symptoms with kids where they might feel too much or they might not feel enough at all. Those emotional regulation difficulties can then impact the behaviors that we see at school. And as educators, we're trained to pay attention to behavior. We're trained to help students with behavior, but unfortunately, too many times educators don't have an understanding of the why that goes with behavior. So what might be happening on a physiological level that's leading to the behavior that we're seeing? And when we miss that piece or when we don't have that piece, the interventions that we put in place may not be what's best for that student, especially if that student has experienced trauma. So we know that trauma affects the body. It affects emotions. It affects actions. But it also affects students' ability to learn. It affects their thinking and can lead to many different difficulties when it comes with learning content and skills in school. Beyond that, trauma definitely impacts how students view themselves, how they feel about themselves, and it impacts their relationships, both at home and at school. We need to help educators understand all of these effects so that we can then help educators know how to help these students, because we all as educators went into this field because we want to make a difference with kids. We want to help all kids learn at high levels. And in order to do that, we have to be paying attention to the needs of the many traumatized students we have in our schools so that we can be what they need, provide the interventions that they need, and help them succeed. And the really extra cool thing and bonus that comes from this is the kinds of things that we can put in place to help traumatized students are going to help all students. Because most often what's good for a traumatized student is good for all kids.